AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. military says a Russian fighter jet clipped a U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea, causing American forces to bring it down in international waters. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
This unmanned craft was forced to go down, in international airspace in what was a brazen violation of international law.
Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov was summoned to the State Department after he told reporters,
"There are some problems regarding international waters. And you said that, for example, we consider Crimea as a part of a Russian Federation. United States does not recognize this status. And of course, it's a contradiction, but does it mean that it's necessary to provoke Russian Navy or Russian Air Force on this issue?"
In other news, President Biden is taking action on guns. Norman Hall has details.
The president signed an executive order aimed at increasing background checks to buy guns, promoting more secure firearm storage, and ensuring U.S. law enforcement agencies get more out of a bipartisan gun control law enacted last summer. The backdrop was a suburban Los Angeles community where a gunman stormed a dance hall and shot 20 people, killing 11, following a Lunar New Year celebration in January. The executive order directs federal agencies to ensure compliance with existing laws and procedures.
It'll accelerate and intensify this work to save more lives more quickly.
Biden is also mandating better reporting of ballistics data from federal law enforcement for a clearinghouse that allows federal, state, and local law enforcement to match shell casings to guns. I'm Norman Hall.
A sign inflation is easing a little. Consumer prices up 0.4% from January to February, but still high, up 6% from a year ago. An up day on Wall Street with several bank stocks rebounding. This is AP News. The prospect of spring in Paris isn't smelling so sweet right now, with tons of garbage piling up in the streets as sanitation workers strike for a ninth day. Karen Chamas has more.
The creeping squalor is the most visible sign of widespread anger over a bill to raise the French retirement age by 2 years. Tourist Nadia Turquet says the smell and sight definitely affected her visit for the worse, but she sees the reason behind the mess.
Of course, it is an unpleasant experience, less for us, for tourists and for the locals, but if it does the job, then why not?
Lynn Dale from Texas doesn't think the strikes are making a difference.
There's got to be a better way than to just let it pile up and stop your job. It doesn't seem to be doing any good.
Strikes in France have intermittently hobbled other sectors, including transport, energy, and ports. But French President Emmanuel Macron remains undaunted. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.